John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
One more for you for that celebrity rehab show. Yeah. About Mary Carey farting and Jessica Sierra wetting herself.
Wow.
Almost makes you want to watch the show.
Almost.
She's a lady.
Don't watch it.
What is Daniel doing? Is he feeling a little left out being the only man alive?
Robert, yeah, the only man. What did
alive.
You say? The only man. He's alive, man.
I do need a fart. Hold on.
Oh. That was a really loud one. You've been burping and I'm farting. We're
stop it. That's all like a bomb.
Well, that's the food from rehab.
The Don and Mike Show. Oh, my. Wow.
Wow.
Off you go.
Habla funny, Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
That was funny.
Like, you're awful funny, aren't you?
Woo! Look out! Look out!
That sounded enhanced, didn't it? Sounds like a dude.
But it was.
We gotta hear that just one more time. Mary Carey. And what's her slogan for her porno, Robbie?
Oh, that company dropped her.
But what was the slogan?
It was all real breasts, no condoms, and 100% porn viewing satisfaction. Mm-hmm.
And was that it?
Wasn't that it? Kick ass?
No, it was not
all
porn.
Naked sex.
All naked sex, no condoms.
Porn viewing satisfaction.
And 100%.
Where did you get porn viewing satisfaction from?
I swear it's something like that. It was a three-prong model. Let me go to their website.
It was no fake boobs, no condoms.
Right. All naked sex.
All naked sex. I remember that.
And I think it is 100% porn satisfaction.
Check it out. Check it out, please.
What is Daniel doing? Is he feeling a little left out being the only man alive?
Robert, yeah, the only man. What did you say? The only man. He's alive, man.
I do need a fart. Hold on.
Oh. Sounds like one of ours.
Not enhanced.
Wow.
Sounds like this one, doesn't it?
It really, really does.
Very similar.
Well, you never know on those shows. Sometimes they sweeten they sweeten the audio.
Mike, we are hours into the show. I'll tell you the Jim Nancy story tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we're going to be calling Albania tomorrow.
Albania.
The DJ? I'm Albania. No, the country.
Oh, okay.
Not not the guy. Uh-huh.
Why in the world would we call Albania?
You'll find out tomorrow, Mike.
Thank you, sir, for giving me that update.
You know, what we didn't do earlier today was check on Al Molinaro. When we were speculating about Heath Ledger and what happened to him and how celebrities get treated when they pass away. And Rob put the number on a card. We've not called it.
Every 10 years or so, we like to check in with Al Molinaro. And we used to, you know, have him on the show periodically, and then we lost touch. And over the years, we will check in to call, and he never seems to answer. And I think the last time we checked in, he didn't even have an answering machine.
We're sorry. You've reached a non-working number at Ingenio.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, didn't we have an inkling that he was not well the last time we
tried
to contact him?
Well, I mean, based on looking at him and doing the math.
What?
God, what if it's like,
hello?
It's exciting. We love Al.
On happy days.
He's not doing the Encore frozen dinner commercials anymore.
15 years he hasn't, I don't think.
It's been a while.
He's really not doing anything. Wasn't he painting?
Writing a book or something.
I think he was painting. He's painting with something. And as usual, as we do every 10 years,
well,
please, please, oh God, answer
no
the
answer
phone.
Means.
Well, you know, now with the internet, is
there's still a chance.
Isn't there a way we could Google Al Molinaro, see if he's up to anything? Dinner theater? You know, perhaps, you know, marketing a line of cheeseburgers?
Yeah, I just redialed.
The only thing we know is he's still alive. This much we know.
I am having trouble dealing with my overwhelming feeling right now,
but Mike,
of dread.
They would have noticed the smell, though. It was like
it would have been reported.
We felt this way 10 years ago when we were sure.
But for the love of
he was rotting in his kitchen.
But for the love of God, what about an answer?
To send a fax.
He's alive.
Al
Molinaro.
Can you roll over and pick up the phone?
It's Don and Mike, your old radio friends, and we haven't spoken to you in years, and we want to know how you're doing. The answering machine sounds great, but we don't know how old it is.
We'd like to send you a fax.
Maybe we could send him a fax requesting him to call us.
That'd be great.
I bet that's how he communicates.
Al, we just didn't want you to go all Heath Ledger on us.
We hope you're doing well, Al, and we'd like to know what you're up to. You know, Al Molinaro from Happy Days.
We love you.
I loved you in that Weezer video.
A long time ago.
Like everything. Okay, bye, Al.
Take care.
You're not dead.
Safe home.
When it's time to go.
When
home.
It's time, yeah.
When it's
time. Or if you're driving anywhere.
Or being driven anywhere.
Al Molinaro. Please call the Don and Mike Show. We haven't given him a number, though.
We hope that your next ride is in the front seat.
Should we give him a number, or should we contact him by fax?
I will contact him by fax and give him a private.
You'll see it on your caller ID.
All right, very good.
Bye, Al. Mm-hmm.
Love you.
Murray the Cop.
On The Odd Couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I Googled him, and the third thing that came up, it was first his Wikipedia entry, second was his IMDb, and third was, use this site to determine if Al is dead or alive.
Ah. Oh, wow. So other people are doing it, too?
Sure. Really?
Use this site? How? Is it a game?
What site?
I did not click on it. It's just the third thing that comes up when
how
you Google
how could you not have clicked on it? This is an important game.
Well, we can do it. We can play the Al Molinaro.
Well, this, maybe we'll be able to figure it out.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's alive.
How can you be sure?
Well, he just held us to send him a fax.
What if that was recorded? What if he recorded that in, say, 1995?
And there's just a lifeless skeleton sitting there like yes. Mrs. Bates?
Right by the phone.
All
right.
In a dress.
A
desiccated corpse.
This goddamn computer. I just Googled Al Molinaro, and everything came up in Spanish.
Well, you spelled it wrong. You said Molinaro.
Hey, Molinaro.
All right.
A-R-A.
That's his Spanish brother.
A-R-O. Oh, not E-R-O. Oh,
if you do not pay me the drug money, you will have to deal with El Molinero.
It says here he's 88 and alive.
El Molinero.
Where does it say that?
The website Rob was looking at. It's Dead or Alive Info, I think.
There we go. All right, Dead or Alive. Mm-hmm. I see it as well. It's the fourth one on this Google.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Dead or Alive. Click on it right
here. El Molinero.
You can play the game at home. The El Molinero Dead or Alive game.
Huh. All it says is alive. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Al Delvecchio.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I want to believe.
88.
Right.
He was born in 1919.
You'll remember that the guy that played Otis the Drunk sat lifeless in his house for nearly a week before he was found.
Did he really?
Yes. Hal Smith.
What was the name of the actor?
Hal Smith.
Hal Smith. Otis the Drunk. Still, as far as TV shows go, the best portrayal of a drunk ever.
Yes.
One of the best, yes or no, the one where Andy of Mayberry sobers up Otis.
Makes him a deputy for his brother.
Oh, I know that one.
To come into town.
Outstanding.
I love that one.
A really good one.
And you know what? Not only funny, but also a bit of a tearjerker, if I remember correctly.
The brother comes in and says, I don't know about here. This is how they do it in my hometown.
The brother ends up being a drunk. The brother ends up being thrown in the
But isn't there, aren't there other family members involved, too?
Well, the brother rapes Aunt B.
I like rape.
It's a very special Andy Griffith show.
I remember that show being a tearjerker.
It's sad because Otis is so disappointed.
Otis brother. Wants to present a different image.
It's a gang rape with the Darlings.
Ernest T. pulls
in. And they're raping Ernest T. Bass. They're not raping Aunt B.
Well, show was just full of rape. I mean, really. How about the episode where Otis raped Barney?
Yeah, how about Crump?
What about the Pile Boys?
They were Why do you think they called them the Pile Boys?
Constantly raping each other.
Yes. Not anybody else, though, which was the nice thing about it. It was just Gomer to Gober, Gomer to Goober.
Why do you think Gomer had to leave town after the third season? It wasn't to get in the military.
Yeah, and he was trying to get away from it, and then he ran into Sergeant Carter.
Ellie Walker had a restraining order.
Emmett the Fix-It guy was always being raped by Howard Sprague.
Right. Well, now you're using the wrong word there. That was not rape. Okay? That was consensual.
That was not consensual.
I don't know. Howard would come into the fix-it shop, grab whatever extension cord was handy, and there was always an electric cord there.
Emmett knew he was coming.
I'll tell you something.
So to speak.
When they went to Mayberry RFD, everybody raped Ken Berry.
Oh, yeah.
He loved it.
As a joke, really.
And he wanted to rape Arlene Galanka.
Yes, he did. And, you know, there was a lot of rape on the set of Mama's Family later on.
Oh, dear, you're moving it into another
Well, it's another Ken Berry show. Yeah. It was in his contract.
Who raped Lyle Waggoner?
And then there were the F-Troop rapes.
The F-Troop rapes.
Get it? F-Troop?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody wanted a little bit of Agarn.
Sure.
Yeah, they would make him dance, then they'd make him rape.
All Ken Berry related.
Agarn would always be violated by the Indians that were actually not Indians.
Who said I'm raped?
I think, was Barney a raper or a rapee?
A voyeur.
Raper.
Or was he something?
He was a voyeur.
A voyeur.
He just liked to watch.
He watched.
At the beginning, the early episodes, he got involved later, though.
He would call. he would call Ben Harper, who owned the Variety.
The guy that owned the Five and Dime?
Right, and he'd say, I would really love to watch you put the Stones to Thelma Lou. Uh-huh. And he would sit in his closet at the boarding house.
Oh, that's right. Barney lived in a boarding house.
And he'd watch Ben Harper rape Thelma Lou.
What about when Barney would talk on the telephone to the never-seen Juanita?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Did he used to rape Juanita?
I don't know. It has something to do with the two-piece phone.
I'm sad that Barney was not able to buy his own home.
Juanita was the waitress at the diner.
She was. Juanita.
And there was lard play.
And what about Mayor?
Lard play.
Mayor Stoner.
Yes.
That really was his name. Uh-huh. Mayor Stoner was very into watching.
Why did they call him Mayor Stoner?
I think obvious reasons?
You know.
He knew about Barney's closet.
I didn't know they had that in Mayberry.
Oh, yeah.
That was also a really
Is that why Andy was always so relaxed?
Yes.
Laid back.
He was totally laid back.
And I'll say it again. It's been said a million times. It's amazing how Ron Howard came out as the fine man that he is today.
It is.
It's amazing he's not behind bars right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't come over to your house and get your cat out of the tree. It's 4:20.
You know that Andy, when he raped, he would be totally naked, except for his zip-up boots. And that was his calling card.
The same zip-up boots that would later be worn by Larry King.
That's right.
It all ties together in the world of TV.
And what about those two old ladies that ran the still, the Pigeon Sisters?
Oh, I know who you mean. Oh,
now, the Pigeon Sisters were the two that Andy and Barney would rape when they were not raping Helen and Thelma Lou.
Let me think of their names. It was Daphne and Trixie, maybe, right. And I think they had strap-ons.
And she didn't call Barney Barney. She called him
Bernie.
Bernie.
It was a horror show of
Skippy
a town.
Skippy and Daphne. I'm sorry.
It was a horror show of a town is what it was.
Yes, it was.
But you know who had the biggest strap-on?
Who?
Was Clara Edwards.
Miss Clara.
When she made pickles, she made pickles.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because she wouldn't make them the conventional way. She'd actually use varnish.
You know, she asked for it.
Ah.
Everybody else was just an innocent victim. Miss Clara asked for it.
Well, Clara was the town pump. Wasn't she?
The way she dressed.
Sure.
She really was. I forgot. You know, you get something out of every one of these ridiculous discussions.
Don't forget, and the RFD stands for rape.
Do you remember the name of the boarding
Mayberry
house?
RFD.
Do you remember the name of the boarding house that Barney lived in?
I don't.
Was there a lady that was a caretaker for it?
There was.
There also was a motel in town, although I don't think
that's a hotel. That's where the Darlings stayed when they'd come into town.
And there was the soda shop that Miss Ellie worked at.
Drugstore, yeah.
There was the Five and Dime that Ben Harper owned, the gas station that the Pyle Boys raped at.
Actually, Wally owned the service station.
Wally was the pimp, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He pimped Wally both of the Pyle Boys.
Wally wasn't related to the Pyle Brothers.
No.
No.
He won them in a card game. In the Orient, when they were boys.
Thailand, right?
It was Thailand.
It was Siam back in those days.
He won the Pyle Boys and smuggled them in a statue.
It followed along later when Sergeant Carter, of course, would rape Gomer Pyle.
Right.
Back when Gomer Pyle was in the USMC.
And who was the other, the corporal that was on Gomer Pyle?
Oh, yeah.
He was
Ronnie Schell.
Ronnie Schell. Named, of course, because after all of that horrible rape, he was a shell of himself.
An empty shell.
Exactly.
Just an empty shell of a man.
Horrible.
Very sad.
Really sad.
That's really bad.
Now, you remember the second deputy, Warren Lawson?
The one like, hey.
Was that it?
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
hermaphrodite.
Rape, Andy. Rape.
I'm in.
A beautiful hermaphrodite.
I'm in, Andy.
When Barney would come back and do his guest shots when he was the detective in Mount Pilot.
Yeah, when it was in color.
Yeah.
He'd always had the bow tie.
Yeah, and the salt and pepper suit.
And he'd always be solving a rape.
Yeah. Well, he was an expert.
Hey, Ange.
Why did the rape always happen when Barney got to town?
Well, I think you've solved the riddle there. I think you've really solved the crime.
He learned new things in Mount Pilot because when he lived in Mayberry, he again was a voyeur.
I'm talking cereal, and we're not talking cornflakes either.
No. Town obsessed.
Insatiable.
Mm-hmm. It was a sexually charged environment,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mayberry, and you know, not nearly like the big city of Mount Pilot. They were isolated. That
I
was
remember
the problem.
Barney's first rape when he was trying it out. He raped Rafe Hollister.
Right.
The guy with the still.
Yeah, and a beautiful singing voice.
And
remember?
As I recall, from the Christmas episode, isn't that the one where the old man wants Andy to lock him up, and they all end up singing Christmas songs, and then it's beautiful because they're singing Hark the Herald Angels, and then they all start raping.
It's just amazing.
It's called The Christmas Train.
You know, I've always wondered what Barney had in the other pocket.
I know. Lard.
Lard.
He loved lard. Lard. Play.
Fistful of it.
It's back to lard. A big can of lard.
Lard played out at the diner with sure. Juanita.
Oh, my gosh. We could talk all day about Andy of Mayberry. Sure.
Yes, we could. But we
really, and the rape?
We really should. That's plural. Pluralize
the
that.
Rape. Well, I meant rape as an institution.
Yeah.
The Mayberry Rape.
That's your book that you're still working on, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Rape of Mayberry.
The foreword is by George Herbert Walker Bush.
Okay, this would be a good time to spotlight some of the people that are bringing you the show today.
Yeah. Ah, good. I'm sure they're happy about it.
That's right. They all wish they live in Mayberry.
Yeah, who doesn't want to live there? Just sit by the fishing hole.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Why do you like Mayberry?
I like rape.
Oh, my God. Oh,
explains it.
Who doesn't? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.